Hi, and welcome to the 32nd episode of the Embodied Living Yoga Podcast. Today's Dharma Talk, I'm Shannon Elliott. Today's Dharma Talk is on the yoga lull, meaning like when we just aren't getting to our mat. And the reality is for the majority of us, it happens, you know, and how that kind of spins into the rest of the day. Because for me, doing my practice in the morning really is important. And I know not everyone functions that way, but it sets the tone for the entire day. And the reality is I may not notice so much the first or second day, but by third, fourth, and fifth, I really notice if I don't get up and do my practice and set my tone first, not only taking the time for myself, but the time to connect and kind of plug into source and do that. It changes, you know, how I interact with people, how I interact with myself. I get a little bit cloudy. I don't make the same choices as well, like for what it is that I want to be doing. I don't exercise the same, if at all. I kind of start, you know, with each day that I'm not setting that tone for the day. I eat a little less healthy and healthy, you know, and it's very interesting to watch the spiral. I mean, it's only been 4 or 5 days, but to watch that spiral and how quickly it can happen, and I'm just not motivated. I kind of sit in that lethargy, you know, and it builds, you know. And so how do we get ourselves back on track? It's just noticing that. And then you get back on track in a normal way. Don't think you need to oversteer and, you know, at least for me, I don't need to oversteer and go on some crazy cleanse now. That's not appropriate, right, to go to the opposite extreme. It's just to get back on track. And that's all it is, you know, and in a day or two, I'll feel fine again. And that's the reality of life. You know, it just is the reality of life. So I just wanted to share this talk. I think it's really important that we're not just talking about consistency and practice and you know, meditation and things like that. But the reality is that we don't always get there, and that's okay too. So thank you for listening. Please enjoy the talk.
Good morning. Okay, so I was just thinking on my way in, like part of what we talk about in training is when you teach, you know, the better teachings, we'll see how this goes, the better teachings are to teach what you're going through at the time, as opposed to like reading a good theoretical thing. Do you know what I mean? That sounds good. And it's really not that big of a deal, but I'm really, really tired. I'm tired. And so I was just thinking, what it made me think about is that I talk a lot about making sure that you show up to your mat and you meditate and you do your thing and you have consistency, right? But the reality is that there are times that doesn't happen. And so that's really just sort of what I want to make sure we're including in the teachings, is that that's part of life. Right? Like, I probably feel a little worse, honestly, because I'm not getting up. I haven't gotten up, and I'm pretty regular with my own personal practice, but I haven't really done anything in the last 4 or 5 days, which I think also makes me feel more tired, you know? And so it's an interesting thing when, you know, my alarm goes off and I'm like, I'm gonna wait until the boys get up, you know? And again, that's not typical of me, but what I wanna say is that it happens. And so that's the yoga comes into play when, and I'm talking about it so that I hold myself accountable, really. The yoga comes into play when you say, you get yourself back on track, right? I could continue on a spiral, or I could, good morning, feel bad or say how whatever. I could have negative self-talk about it, right? And whatever. And then as a teacher, you can have even more negative self-talk. I should be doing this. I'm teaching it, right? And I'm not getting it together. But that's not useful. And so the real thing that I think about is what's useful. What's useful? What's useful is that I literally just get up tomorrow morning, right? Or at least go home this afternoon and do a little something, right? Because our culture is so obsessed with like cleansing and detoxing You know, you got this, like, right now, what's the new thing? Turmeric, right? Which is really good. Last year it was kale, right? Next year, I don't know what it'll be yet. Do you know what I'm saying? All those things are good for us, but doesn't mean we need kale 24/7. You know, and detoxing is like, just as like a sidebar, like, while I feel a little off, right? I probably don't need a really deep cleanse because it's harsh. So if there's something really wrong, right? But ultimately, you just need to get yourself back on track and be kind to yourself. And this is really what I think about with the yoga, with the being aware, right? Is that whatever it is that comes up, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. It's information. Like, what are you going to do with it? You know, and sometimes it's nothing. The past few days, I knew I didn't feel all that great, and I still did nothing with it. You know what I mean? And like, that's okay. You don't want to continue for, you know, we all have our own boundaries. Like, I can see now it's getting in the way, you know, it's getting in the way of my productivity. It's getting in the way of like my interaction with my kids in the morning. It's getting in the way. So it's time. I've had enough. Right. And we think about, like, the last thing that I want to say is the yoga practice is made to enjoy your life. Okay, and so at this point, it's getting in the way and I'm not enjoying, right? So I need to go back, come back to it. The enjoyment of life is participating in life. And that's kind of what my point was about the cleanse and the detox. You don't always need to suffer, right? I was talking to this with Terry out there. She's like, as soon as I walked in, she was like, I went back to coffee. I was like, it's fine. She's like, I just decided, you know, that this is my age and I'm going to have one cup of coffee a day. And it makes her so happy, right? Coffee isn't inherently bad, you know, and it makes her happy. It's an enjoyment. Like, she looks so cozy and it's rainy and it's kind of cold for us, you know, and so what? Enjoy your coffee. You know what I mean? And so that's really, we all have to figure out what that looks like for us. So I just want to leave that there to say the yoga practice is really about being human, you know? So let's not pretend that we're something that we're not. And if we can just be who we are each day, like, we're going to have a lot more connection with one another too. Okay. So we'll close our eyes and we will get started. Thank you so much for listening to our latest episode. And just that reminder, accept yourself where you are today. It's a beautiful thing. And if you liked what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast, leave ratings. It's really, really, really helpful. You can reach out to me directly, Shannon@onyxyogastudio.com. You can check me out Facebook and Instagram, ShannonElliottYoga.com. And you can check out our yoga studio, onyxyogastudio.com. Have a blessed day. Om Shanti.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.